Well, I picked this up for you downtown this afternoon.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Incidentally, it's regulation.
Gee, Dad, that's swell. But you didn't have to go to all that trouble.
Yeah, it's just as easy to play at the Denisons.
I know that, Beaver, but sometimes I like to have you play over here. Your mother likes to know where you are.
You know, Wally, I think it's Dad that likes to know where we are.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, shall I tell the boys to get ready for supper?
Boys are going out tonight. We're eating in here.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. I mean, why mess up the dining room just for me?
Just what I thought.
Where are the boys going? Hey, that looks edible.
Mr. Dennison's taking them to the sportsman show with his boy.
Oh, nice of Dennison.
Mm-hmm. We're spending a lot of time over at the Dennison's lately. When we get home, they're always talking about Mr. Dennison.
I wonder when they're over at the Dennison's if they talk about me.
Well, what would they say, dear?
Well, they could, I'll have to think of something.
Oh, bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. We're going.
Yeah, we told Mr. Dennis we'd be there by 7 o'clock.
Well, goodbye, fellas. Have fun.
Okay, Mom.
I thought we talked about going to the sportsman show together.
Sure, Dad, but we waited all week. Tonight's the last night. Every time we asked you, you were kind of busy.
Yeah, I guess Mr. Dennison isn't as busy as you is, Dad.
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, don't bother to wait up for us. We'll climb in the window or something.
We'll do no such thing. We'll wait up.
Well, so long.
Goodbye, fellas. Have fun.
So long, Mom. So long, Dad.
So long.
Nice of Mr. Dennison to take the boys to the sportsman show.
Yes, it was. Very nice.
Except what?
Oh, nothing. I just wish I hadn't been that busy this week.
You've been that busy for 2 or 3 weeks now.
Yeah, they've been going over to the Denisons a lot. Yeah. Sure hope they haven't found a home away from home.
I hope they haven't found a father away from father. Oh, our dinner.
Hey, aren't these boats neat, Beaver? Remember? Mohawk canoes.
Hey, Wally, you think the guy that gave us this folder at the sportsman show is a real Indian?
Nah.
Why not? He had real feathers and everything.
Yeah, but I saw him at the auto show last month. He was wearing a tuxedo and taking tickets. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. I say now, fellas, you don't want to leave all this trash lying around for your mother to pick up.
Gee, Dad, that ain't trash. That's a lot of valuable junk.
Oh?
Yeah, we got out of the sportsman show last night.
Mr. Dennison gave us money and we bought hot dogs and hamburgers and popcorn and a lot of junk. It was swell. I almost got sick in the car on the way home.
Sounds like a fabulous evening. Well, say, fellas, I was just wondering if you're not too tired, how'd you like to take a run up to Friends Lake for a little fishing today?
Gee, Dad, we'd like to. But we're going to be at the Denisons by 10 o'clock.
At the Denisons?
Yeah, us and all the guys are going to play basketball with Willie Denison.
But Beaver, surely you don't play basketball with all those big fellas.
Oh, sure. They let me get the ball and it goes in the bushes.
Oh. Well, why don't you have all the fellas over here to play like you used to?
Mr. Dennison put up a brand new basket with a blackboard behind it.
Yeah, Dad, and it's basketball season. They're having tryouts at school, and we want to get in all the practice we can.
And Mr. Dennison don't care how loud we yells.
I see. Well, I hope you have a fine day at the Denisons.
You know something, Wally?
What?
I still think he was a real Indian. Even if he was wearing a tuxedo at the auto show.
What time are you and the boys leaving for the lake?
Oh, we're not going. They're going over to the Denisons to play basketball.
Well, dear, why don't they ever come over here and play?
Well, because we don't have a basket with a blackboard behind it. And because that all-American father, Mr. Denison, doesn't care how loud they yell.
Oh.
Hey, June.
Yes?
You wouldn't want to go fishing, would you?
Oh, dear, I'd love to. But I have to go shopping.
Oh, hi, dear.
What are you doing up there?
I'm building a soccer goal, dear.
Oh, you are not. That's one of those thingamajigs for basketball.
I must put up hundreds of those all over the South Pacific when I was in the Seabees.
Well, I guess we all contributed to victory in our own way.
Hey, you got a lot of stuff today.
Not too much. I only want $12 over the food budget.
Oh, God, yeah.
That backboard out there, you're not trying to compete with Mr. Denison, are you?
Of course not, June. That's the farthest thing from my mind. Well.
Where are you going?
Well, I've got to call the Denisons. Isn't it about time for the boys to come home for lunch?
Uh-huh. Now I get your little plot. They come home for lunch, they see the new backboard, they stay here and play with all their little friends, and you score 10 points on Mr. Denison.
I'll teach him to try and be a father to my kids.
Come on, Eddie.
Shh, quiet down. I gotta sink this.
Shh, shh, quiet. Joe Pro shooting.
There's something wrong with that backboard, I tell you.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the backboard. That's it.
Oh, sure there is. Backboard,
well, you yeah. Go show him, Tui.
Come on, Tui.
Let's go, on, Tui.
Come on.
Come on, Tui. Show him how to do it.
It's just luck.
Oh, that's more like it. Nice to see the boys playing over here again, huh? Hey, that's Willie Denison out there.
Uh-huh.
You making sandwiches for him?
Yes. And I must remember not to put mayonnaise on Eddie's. He's informed me he's allergic to it.
Let go of that ball, Eddie. Let go, Eddie.
Let go, Eddie. Shut up. Hey, watch who you're shoving him into, Eddie.
Eddie Haskell.
Oh. Just for that, I'm going to put mayonnaise on his sandwich.
That's my girl.
Glasses, Eddie?
Yeah, maybe you could see better with them.
I'm telling you guys, there's something wrong with that backboard.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
You got a tape measure?
Sure, there's one in the garage.
Yo, hey, where's Reggie?
It's right here behind them.
I'll show you.
Oh, what do you mean, too long?
No, they're always
getting me. We got one on again.
just as I thunk. This goofy basket's a foot too low. It's only 9 feet high.
Oh, looks 100 feet high from down here.
No wonder I could never make it.
Well, so what? Let's choose up and have a game.
Not me. I'm going out for forward at school. I don't want to ruin my shooting eye with a basket that's not regulation.
That's right. We should be shooting at the right size basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe my father couldn't put it any higher.
That's tough. Come on, Willie. Let's go over to your house. Your backboard's official.
Yeah, let's go back over there. Is that all right with you other guys?
I guess so.
It's all right with me. How about you, Wally?
Well, I guess I'll go along, too.
It's all right for me, too.
Well, it's all right with Beaver. It's unanimous. It's got to be all right with him.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mrs. Cleaver.
Gee, that's a nice sweater.
Thank you, Eddie.
Wally, I made you boys a tray of sandwiches.
Oh, thanks. We'll take them along. We're going over to Willie Dennison's to play.
Well, I thought you were all having fun here.
We were, but Eddie measured the basket, and it's a foot too low. You guys want to play in one that's regulation height.
Eddie measured it?
Yes, Mrs. Cleaver. Your husband put it up wrong.
Come on, guys.
Wally, don't forget to give Eddie a sandwich.
Okay.
Well, what's the matter? Where are the boys going?
Back to the Denisons.
Why? They were having such a good time here.
And they were until Eddie Haskell measured the basket. It's a foot too low or something.
A foot too... Oh, for Pete's sake. I just put it up for him to fool around with. I didn't think they were going to put a micrometer on it.
Well, maybe that's part of Mr. Dennison's irresistible charm. He measures things. Well, don't be upset about this. My goodness, you've been busy lately, and the boys have just got in the habit of playing over at the Dennison's.
Well, it's a habit I don't want my children getting in the habit of.
You going to raise the basket?
If I have to, I'll lower the garage.
Boy, my arm's tired from shooting baskets over at Willie's.
I'm tired, too. I must have got that ball in the bushes a million times. Do you think Eddie will get on the team?
I don't know. For a guy with great form, he's the worst player I've ever seen.
But he's twice as good. And he doesn't even look at the basket.
Boy, that Eddie's a character. Over here at our house, when he missed, he blamed it on the basket. Over at the Denison's, he claimed it was because he ate mayonnaise. Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi. Say, Wally, you're going to ruin your eyes.
Yes, Dad.
Oh, by the way, fellows, sorry about that basket this afternoon. I should have known better. I used to play basketball myself.
Oh, we know, Dad. We've seen your pictures in those old college books.
Yeah. They sure wear funny pants in those days.
Well, styles change, Beaver. Anyway, I was still pretty fast on the court. Well, I picked this up for you downtown this afternoon.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Incidentally, it's regulation.
Boy, it's neat.
Oh, by the way, the basket is regulation now, too. I raised it a foot. So if you fellas want to play basketball over here, you don't have to worry about losing your shooting eye.
Gee, Dad, that's swell. But you didn't have to go to all that trouble.
Yeah, it's just as easy to play at the Denison's.
I know that, Beaver, but sometimes I like to have you play over here. Your mother likes to know where you are.
You know, Wally, I think it's Dad that likes to know where we are.
Yeah. You know, Beef, he's been working home these past weekends, and I didn't think he wanted us around to bother him.
But maybe we kind of ought to him to bother him.
Yeah, I guess so.
But Wally, we were supposed to meet the guys over at the Denison's tomorrow.
Well, we're going to play over here, and if the guys don't like it, they can lump it.
Yeah, and if they don't like it, we can choose up sides between ourselves and play.
Try, Willie.
Shut up, Willie. Get in there. Shut up, Willie. Yes. Oh.
Pete, let's see you sink it now.
Yeah,
come on,
we
hurry up.
We've been all day. You got no excuses. It's regulation height.
Come on,
let's go right in there.
Maybe you ought to check the air in the ball.
It's regulation air.
Regulation air. Oh, dry up.
Come on, Chewy.
Can't understand it. I had it lined up perfect.
It's all right. It just landed dolls and flowers.
Heard anything?
No, it just got a little bit muddy.
You better wipe it off.
Yeah.
Come on, shoot up.
Go.
That's it.
Oh, that's all right.
Willie, go. Come on, Willie.
Getting in the game, Beaver?
No, I get to chase the ball once in a while.
Oh.
Oh, Willie, hurry up. Right in there, Willie.
Go.
Right in there.
Any of you guys ever try a hook shot?
The coach don't want us to try fancy stuff yet, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, it's not so fancy.
Here, let me have a ball. Oh, here. Now, the important thing is never try to control the ball with the palm of your hand. Always use your fingers, see?
That's pretty good, Mr. Cleaver.
I scored pretty well with that shot against Muhlenberg.
Come on, Wally.
You haven't got time for that sort of stuff with a set shot, son. You gotta come in, sight the basket, set, let her go. Here, let me try it again. Well, you got the idea now, huh?
Oh, sure, Mr. Cleaver.
That's 12 in a row.
Oh, Ward, please don't overdo it.
Hey, see, if you control the ball, you can shoot even when you're off balance. Now then, let's see which one of you boys wants to try to do it right, huh?
Well, we're kind of tired, Mr. Cleaver.
Yeah, I guess we've had enough basketball.
Yeah, we've had about enough.
Hey, where are you guys going?
No place special. Hey, we'll go over to Willie's house.
You want to come along, Willie?
No, I guess me and the Beaver will stay here.
Yeah, I guess me and Wally will stay here.
See ya.
Bye, Beaver.
Bye, Mr. Cleaver.
Come on, Chester.
Come on,
Dewey
Slump.
Dad? Yeah,
Beaver? Show us the hook shot.
Here, you try, Wally. Well, I'm sorry, son.
That's okay, Dad. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, well, look, I have some work to do. Why don't you fellows go on over to the Denison's?
You want us to, Dad?
Sure, go ahead.
Dad?
Yeah, Beaver?
Your shirt tail's out.
Thanks, Beaver.
Golf?
thought you were playing basketball with the boys.
I was. I was trying to give them a few pointers. They walked out on me.
You didn't get mad and yell at them, did you?
Now, June, you know I wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, when you were teaching Beaver how to catch a baseball, you ended up mad and he ended up in tears.
That was only because the ball accidentally hit him on the head. I don't understand it. They'll play all day over at Denison's. They come over here, I try to show them a few things, and they walk out on me.
Yeah, maybe you're trying too hard.
How can you try too hard to be a good parent?
I don't know, but it looks like you've mastered it.
I'll see you later. I think I can get more understanding from the boys in the locker room.
Here?
What?
Shirt tails out.
I like it that way.
Well, hi, Warren. Have a good game?
Oh, hi, Denison. Yeah, not bad.
I got in 27 holes. That last nine I was sure beat, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Say, Chuck, I wanted to thank you for being so nice to my boys.
Oh, you mean about the sportsman show? Oh, I was glad to take them. Glad they enjoyed themselves.
Well, no, I don't mean just about the show. I mean, about the basketball over at your house and everything.
Oh, the kid's been playing basketball over at my house? I had a fella come over and put up one of those backboards. Glad to know that they're using it.
Well, you know, from the way the boys talk, I sort of got the impression you were right out there with them.
Me? Oh, no. I learned my lesson from my two older boys. Oh, I used to be out there with them, throwing passes, pitching baseballs. Even tried to teach Roger how to run once. Imagine trying to teach a 10-year-old boy how to run. Might as well teach a fish how to swim.
Yeah, I guess so.
By the way, I kept after my two older boys. It's a wonder in school they ever went out for sports at all.
Yeah, of course, I've always thought, though, that a father should try to teach his boys, some things, you know, like how to throw a ball or catch a pass, things like that.
Well, now, Ward, you weren't a bad athlete in school. Did your father ever teach you how to catch a baseball?
Oh, no, I picked that up from other kids. Matter of fact, I'd have been embarrassed if my father... Chuck, it's amazing how little we learn about children from our own childhood.
Well, I'm certainly not the all-American father. I've made plenty of mistakes. But if you ask me, the secret of getting close to your kids is to know when to stay away from them. Well, I got to get going. Glad to have run into you, Ward.
Yeah, real glad to have run into you, Chuck.
Oh, dinner will be ready in a few minutes. Would you tell the boys, please?
Okay. I think they're playing outside.
Yes, they came home from the Denison's about a half hour ago.
Dinner will be ready in a few minutes, fellas.
Okay, Dad. We're just going to catch a few more.
Beaver.
Something wrong, Dad?
Well, No, not a thing, Beaver. Doing fine.
Well, how come you didn't join in the game, Coach?
Oh, dear, you just don't understand boys. The way to get close to your kids is to know when to stay away from them.
Where'd you read that?
I didn't read it. Chuck Denison and I were talking about it over at the club, and we sort of worked out this bit of philosophy between us.
You know, dear, you ought to play golf with Mr. Denison more often. Does wonders for your outlook as a father.
Thank you.
Thank you.